The Sázava Monastery, which shares its name with the town and river Sázava, was declared a national cultural monument in 1962 by the Czechoslovak state. It is one of the oldest and best preserved monasteries in all of Bohemia. It was also important as an early cultural bridge between the eastern and western branches of the church, and because of its use of Old Slavonic, the first written Slavic language. I spoke with Slavka Motoshova in her office inside the walls of the monastery.
My job is a director of Monastery of Sázava, or Monastery of St. Procopius. I was a guide here from 1988, and now I am director.
The St. Procopius she referred to there is one of the Czech patron saints.
He was hermit, he was priest in Slovak language, and he was Benedict monks. He lived in the 11th century, and he lived here till end of the 11th century. But in 1204, the Rome Pope declared Procopius, Saint Procopius, because of his life and because of a lot of miracles about him.
One of his best-known miracles relates to the founding of the Sázava Monastery. As a hermit, Procopius lived alone in a cave under today's monastery. It was here, at this cave, that Procopius met Prince Ulrich and gained his trust and patronage.
Prince Ulrich was a prince of tribe of Přemyslis. Přemyslis were the first kings of Czech state, Bohemia. He was a very passionate hunter. And one day he hunted the animals in this very wild forest, and he met Procopius. The prince was very thirsty, and he asked Procopius about some water. Procopius gave to him water in a wooden cup, but miracle, water transmuted in a wine. Prince Ulrich helped Procopius to found the first Old Slavonic Benedict Monastery in Bohemia.
Sázava Monastery grew over the centuries to include a variety of architectural styles, ranging from the 11th century foundations to Gothic towers and Baroque interiors. There's even a series of Romanesque columns and arches that was the beginning of a grand cathedral that stands incomplete today, after Hussite religious wars interrupted construction in 1421. But the most valuable part of the monastery is the chapter hall, which originally served as a meeting room for the monks' morning prayers. Monastery director Slavka Motoshova continues.
The chapter hall is one of the nicest Gothic halls in Bohemia. You can see very nice paintings of the 13th century. They celebrate motherhood of Our Lady Mary.
These murals were superbly restored in the 20th century after nearly being destroyed when the monastery fell into the hands of private owners who used the buildings as living quarters a century before.
In 19th century, the monastery was abolished by Austrian Emperor Joseph II, and new owners, this chapter hall, used like cellar. All sides were whitewashed, but between the First and Second World War, Benedict priest in Sázava, Father Clement, started to open Gothic paintings again. And our visitors can see them in full beauty.
Another interesting piece of art at Sázava Monastery is a large and imposing painting. They say it has been at the center of a series of miracles dating back to the mid-17th century.
One of the most interesting pictures in Sázava is a picture of face of St. Procopius in church of St. Procopius. From legend, we know this picture was found in a ruin of a church after Hussites' attacks. Procopius has shut eyes on the picture, but sometimes eyes of Procopius are opened. The first time it was in half past 17th century when people says Procopius was opening eyes, and I can say this year, on July, Procopius was opening eyes again. I think it's a miracle.
Sounds of bells echo across the town of Sázava from the lofty Gothic bell tower. For almost 1,000 years, the bells have been a source of local pride. Legend has it the first bells at Sázava Monastery date from the 11th century. But those bells are gone forever, swept away by history, and only recently replaced through an act of generosity.
A lot of bells in Bohemia was taken away because of the First and Second World War. But now, on the Gothic Tower, we have 3 bells. They have names: Saint Wenceslaw, Saint Ludmila, and Saint Procopius, Czech patrons. They are from 1992, and I think it's very nice that one man, Mr. Kral from Sázava, collected about 1 million crowns during 2 years, and it's why we have again, after the Second World War, 3 bells.
After guided tours of the monastery, visitors are often seen staring up at the walls of the bell tower, mesmerized. After some time, they move around the tower for a different view and continue staring. Before I left Sázava Monastery, Slavka Matoshova explained the strange ritual.
If you find on the sides of our Gothic tower 3 stars from carved red stone, you wish one deepest wish in your life and your wish will be fulfilled.